In this episode of Your Financial Journey, a podcast series that explores questions that families of wealth commonly face, we're going to talk about how to get your children excited about giving back. Beth, I'm so glad you're able to join me to talk about this really important topic.
Thanks, Sarah. It's great to be here with you today.
You know, I have a burning question, and we were actually talking about this before we started recording this podcast. I'm trying to get my children interested in giving back. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself. So what would your recommendation be to talk to your children about how to give?
Here's how I would describe it, Sarah, is to meet them where they are at in their development. We know that young children are very different than adolescents in how they like to engage in different things. But the one common thing that we find of how parents can engage their children more is to understand what's important to them. Understand what values that they may have, even at this early age. Because once you understand what's motivating them, it's an easier way for you to have a dialogue about how can we share that value with others.
You know, the way you frame that up and the way we've talked about it before, I think I've been going at this all wrong. I've been trying to influence how my children think about giving. And I know you've talked about some of the times that you've spoken to clients and you find the same thing. Would you like to talk to us a little bit about that?
If you think about it as parents, our natural tendency is to want to help our children grow into good people. And when we do that, we can't help but place some of our own values upon them, right? They want that from us. They need that. But there's also needs to be room for their values that are independent from yours to be developed. And oftentimes philanthropy and the discussion around giving and sharing with others an abundance of resources that you both possess is a great way for them to understand more about what's important to them as young people or as adult children so that they can engage in that conversation. What we find the most successful families around engaging their children in philanthropy is there is a dialogue back and forth and that there's an agreement around what we call a shared purpose.
So basically what you're saying is listen more and say less. Would you agree?
I would agree.
So as you get started, what would be the best approach? Would it be to have a family conversation around the topic rather than the usual dinner table conversation of why aren't you more involved in X, Y, Z?
I think that oftentimes we find that some of the best conversations are not planned. And that what you do is you introduce the conversation when you recognize an opportunity to do so. Children are becoming more engaged in volunteering and in charitable work through their schools. And so when your child comes home and maybe talks about a volunteer program that they worked with in school, take that opportunity to have a little more dialogue, to ask them how they feel about engaging in that volunteer work. Help them understand that there is an opportunity to not only engage in giving in school or in other areas, but at home as well.
That's great advice, Beth. Thank you so much. To learn more about how to talk to your children about giving back and how to engage with our philanthropic services team, contact your Wells Fargo Private Bank Relationship Manager. And thank you for joining this podcast.
Wells Fargo & Company and its affiliates do not provide legal advice. Wells Fargo Advisors is not a tax or legal advisor. Please consult your tax and legal advisors to determine how this information may apply to your own situation. Whether any planned tax result is realized by you depends on the specific facts of your own situation at the time your taxes are prepared. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. offers various advisory and fiduciary products and services, including discretionary portfolio management. Wells Fargo affiliates, including financial advisors of Wells Fargo Advisors, a separate non-bank affiliate, may be paid an ongoing or one-time referral fee in relation to clients referred to the bank. The bank is responsible for the day-to-day management of the account and for providing investment advice, investment management services, and wealth management services to clients. The role of the financial advisor with respect to bank products and services is limited to referral and relationship management services. This information is provided for educational and illustrative purposes only. Investments and insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or any other federal government agency, are not a deposit of or guaranteed by a bank or any bank affiliate, may lose value. Wells Fargo Private Bank and Wells Fargo Wealth Management provide products and services through Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and its various affiliates and subsidiaries. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. is a bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Deposit and loan products are offered by Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, WFCS, and Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC, members SIPC, separate registered broker-dealers and non-bank affiliates of Wells Fargo & Company. Copyright 2010 through 2019, Wells Fargo Bank N.A., all rights reserved. NMLSRID 399801, Equal Housing Lender.